We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And Oklahoma lines up in victory formation. Hurts under center, takes the snap, takes a knee. He'll have to do it again, but the south end of the Cotton Bowl has started the party. Oh, it's fun to win football games. But there's nothing like beating Texas. Clock says 1:14. He'll have to do it two more times. Hurts lines up in victory formation. This will make it even sweeter. South Carolina has beaten Georgia today in Athens.
Wow. How about that?
Hurts hits a knee with 54 seconds to go in double overtime. South Carolina 20-17. Jalen Hurts, he's been in the Iron Bowl. He's been in an SEC championship. He's been in a national championship. And now he's a winner in OU, Texas. How good is this kid's life? 30 seconds to go. One more time. Hurts under center. Takes the snap, hits a knee, and that'll do it. Lincoln Riley jogs across the field to shake hands with Tom Herman. The Sooners and their half of the Cotton Bowl celebrate. Clock says 5, 4, 3. Win column. Sooners, game over. Final score in Dallas in the 115th Red River Showdown. It's Oklahoma 34 and Texas 27. The postgame show is next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light, this football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Sooner Football has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life, and by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Hurts looks back at the sideline, takes the football. Running to the right, Jalen looking to throw, does. Lamb caught it, touchdown! Sooners! C.D. Lamb! And Oklahoma strikes first in Dallas. It is over in the Cotton Bowl, and Oklahoma has won the 115th edition of the Red River Showdown, 34-27, alongside Teddy Lehman and Merv Johnson. Toby Rowland back with you upstairs. The party is ongoing downstairs. Somewhere, Chris Plank is right in the middle of it as the golden hat has just been passed to Jalen Hurts. He's looking at it like, what is this thing? I guess I'll put it on.
Ronnie Perkins just took the OU flag right through the Texas players that are exiting the field.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma and OU Athletics have teamed up to recognize outstanding teachers in our classrooms and communities. Visit OUTeacherOfTheGame.com to nominate your teacher to be honored at an OU football game and win $1,000. If Chris Plank has somebody for a live interview down there, he'll jump in and let us know. But
we're watching Ronnie Perkins plant the flag with Jalen Hurts sporting the gold cowboy hat right now. It's pretty special.
Teddy, what'd you think today?
That was a fun football game. I think it had everything. You know, offensively, it was slow, a lot slower than what we're used to, but effective. Other than some turnovers and some trips into the red zone that didn't turn out the way we wanted, I think you got to be happy with what they did. The way they ran the football down the stretch was really impressive. The way Jalen Hurts played was really nice after he had the early turnovers. And CeeDee Lamb, what a day for that young man. He had a couple of just huge plays. And defensively, I got to tell you, this was a big day for Oklahoma. That defense is back. I'm telling you right now, that defense is back. That attack front is something to watch. They've got their ears pinned back. They're flying off the football. They're penetrating into the backfield. They're making life miserable for those quarterbacks. And I got to tell you, as those sack numbers and tackle for loss numbers continue to creep up, they're going to get hungrier and hungrier. This is going to be a really good defense. By the time this year is all said and done, this squad's going to be something special.
Toby, just to kind of give you an update down on the field, Lincoln Riley is going to, I think, try to get quickly the guys back to the locker room. But for now, they're celebrating with an annual tradition, which is the picture with the golden cowboy hat here at midfield. They were kind of making sure they grabbed everyone. CeeDee Lamb was finishing up an interview with Fox, so they had to wait for him, right? I mean, you got to wait for CeeDee. So as soon as they take a few pictures, we'll try to grab some victorious Sooners down here on the field.
Now, you cannot commemorate this game today without CeeDee Lamb in the picture. He was phenomenal. 10 catches, 171 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them magical, 1 of them on a 4th down. The picture being taken right now is the annual one. Whoever wins this game, with the scoreboard behind them and hand signals being thrown, I'll leave it up to your imagination as to which way they're pointing. 34-27 Sooners win. Let's take a quick timeout. Rufus Alexander will join us in the booth. We'll get the postgame thoughts of Merv Johnson as well when we come back. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Five wides again for Ellinger from his own 30. There's the snap. Looks middle, under pressure, flushed out, gets out of the grasp, now he's down. It's a sack. Neville got him. Canadian bacon. And Texas goes 3 and out. Sooners win it 34-27 over Texas. Chris Plank down to the field.
Ronnie Perkins, what a message this defense sent today. How good do you feel right now?
Man, I feel great. I feel like we came out, we executed great, stuck with the game plan, played with a lot of effort and energy. Everything that Coach Grinch preached, I feel like we did that today.
What did you see on film that made you guys think you could have this much success today? Anything?
It wasn't really what we saw on film. It's just trusting what Coach Grinch always taught us. You know, every team, you know, it's just the logo change. The Oklahoma defense, we don't change, and that's something we always emphasize.
This doesn't get old, does it?
Nah, not at all.
Hey, is it fair to say this Oklahoma defense is back?
Hell yeah. That's the real thing that's back.
Good luck, man. Congrats, Roddy. Roddy Perkins, the Oklahoma defense. Teddy, you said it. He's a major reason why. Big play, Ronnie Perkins today.
He was awesome. Ronnie Perkins was fantastic. I mean, you can single out a couple of different guys on that defensive line, but he made some special plays out there. I don't know what his final numbers were as far as sacks and tackles are concerned, but he had a couple of plays in the backfield. I saw him chase down a screen play from behind. Some really good stuff.
Hey, and Toby, I don't know if you can kind of tell, but they've wrapped up a lot of the on-field stuff. There's a few Sooners that are lingering. Lincoln Riley's taking some pictures with some troops. We might try to grab one more player, but they want to take this party back to the locker room.
You got a bunch of guys at midfield on the logo lingering. I see CeeDee Lamb and Creed Humphrey and stuff, so we'll see. Charleston Rambo down there. Meanwhile, Coach Merv, what'd you think today?
I thought it was terrific. I certainly worried at the start because I knew that that team was pretty doggone solid and good. That first touchdown was just ideal for us. And there were times, you know, where I thought we were not as good as we should have been. But every time, especially the second quarter late and the second half, we were moving the football. We weren't having to back up and accept a punt, go down and try to cover and all that sort of thing. We were moving the football. And gosh, you know, some of those players, that's why I put your defensive end's name on, my name on it, because I knew what he's going
to
do.
Go down to Chris. I think he's got Creed.
Yeah, Coach, I got Creed Humphrey here. This offensive line, you've had a lot of different combinations, but you had Swinson and you had Ely back today. Take me through the domination and how it felt out there.
Yeah, you know, I felt pretty good. I'm really happy with the way we performed. You know, there are a few rough spots in pass pro that we need to clean up, but other than that, you know, I'm really excited for us, you know.
I like to see you not coughing. Lee Morris wants to get you back to the locker room, but are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better, yeah.
What was it like out there? Take us through the physicality of it and the battle in the trenches.
Yeah, you know, this game's always going to be physical. So we came in expecting it, and we came in ready to fight, and did a good job for it.
All right, man, go enjoy the win with your teammates in the locker room.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Guys, that's Creed Humphrey, one of the Sooner captains. The the band is on the field, and they are in a myriad of pictures and celebrations. As you might imagine, a lot of hard work has come to fruition. We're hoping to talk to CD, and he just sprinted over to celebrate with the fans. So we'll try to catch CD as he walks back to the locker room.
Man, very good. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2019 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Rufus Alexander joins us in the booth. He watched the game from the sidelines today. You look exhausted, Rufus.
I mean, it was an excellent game. It was just very intense on the sideline. You can feel the energy, the pressure, just everything just building up. Defensively, they came out with their hair on fire. I mean, Kenneth Murray was out there trying to hurt somebody. He was playing. He was running from sideline to sideline. It felt like he covered the entire field over and over again. He just seemed like he was everywhere. Offensively, I thought they would have ran the ball a lot more than what they did, because it seems like whenever they wanted to run the ball and get a first down, they did it. They ran it at will whenever they started early with Kennedy Brooks. I thought that was going to be a heavy dose of what it was going to be. This had some uncharacteristic mistakes by Jalen Hurts, you know, with interception in the end zone, stuff like things like that. He doesn't usually make those mistakes, but I think if you ask him now about this Red River rivalry, he will look at it and say, you know what, it is unlike anything he's ever played in, just with the split and the always constant chaos in there. And it was just, it was back to the Red River rivalry whenever Ted and those guys and I first was in one. That's what it looked like today. It was awesome, phenomenal.
Toby, listen to the crowd that stayed around here as we walk back through the ramp into the locker room. This will become a locker room celebration now for the Sooner football team, and we'll bring you our post-game interview with Lincoln Riley coming up here in moments, as well as CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Hurts, and much, much more. It's going to be a happy locker room, guys.
There's about to be a big roar behind you because Kenneth Murray is about to chase you up the ramp. Let's take a quick timeout. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College. Sooners are 6-0. They win the Red River Showdown 34-27 over Texas. Much ahead, including the postgame thoughts of victorious head coach Lincoln Riley. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College. Lamb and Lee Morris to the left, Rambo to the right, tight end right is Hall. CD in motion. It is a play action. They lob it to CD. He's open. 40, 35, turns it up to the 30. 25, he's got a lead blocker to the 20. Cuts into the 15, steps out of another tackle, and he's down.
Here's trace it down here on the floor. And you're listening to the Bud Light postgame show. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Oklahoma, and please drink responsibly. Toby.
Sooner fans, be sure to catch the Coach's Corner. It's the Assistant Coach's Show with Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman, presented by Riverwind, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. Well, the venerable Cotton Bowl has started to empty out. The bands are still on the field. I think they may be providing some entertainment for us. We'll see coming up. The Sooners have won it 34-27.
Toby Rowland in the booth with Merv Johnson, Teddy Lehman, and Rufus Alexander. Chris Plank is headed to the locker room along with Gabe Eichert to get Lincoln Riley and a whole bunch of interviews for you today. There are a bunch of storylines coming out of this one. The way CeeDee Lamb played today, and we'll talk about that going forward. He might have launched himself, considering the stage this was on today, to the top of the Biletnikoff Award list today. But I think the number one storyline, and I know you guys have already hit it, but there was a question all year, the defense looks better, but let's see how they play against Texas. And I think the final score is a bit deceptive. Texas ends up with 27 points today. But goodness gracious, if you saw this defense play Texas twice last year and you saw them today, it was entirely a different story. Teddy Lehman, I think we can answer for sure now this Oklahoma defense is for real today.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. This is the best game they've played all year. So, and the best offense that they've played all year. In the biggest atmosphere that they've played in all year. The biggest stakes. It was all there for a game where they would come out and, you know, give up some plays to a good quarterback, couple of good wide receivers, some good athletes, but they did anything but. It was smothering. It was aggressive. You know, there was a couple of third downs earlier in the football game where Grinch, you know, as the defensive coordinator, you have to pick your spots to be aggressive, and you have to pick your spots to sit back and play big coverage and try and you know, frustrate the quarterback that way. And they converted some of them whenever we sat back. From that point on, it didn't matter where on the field they were, didn't matter what the conditions were, what the score was. He was aggressive calling plays, and that defensive line, linebackers, they answered that call. And I'll tell you another thing that we've got to give credit to. I know the sack numbers are up, but there's several of those sacks in there that are covered sacks where our guys downfield were locked onto wide receivers and there was nowhere to go with the football. And Ellinger had to step up, pump the football, and then got closed in by that defensive line. So I think that was just a fantastic performance. And as they continue to get better and better and clean up the mistakes from earlier in the year, remember, this is their first year under Coach Grinch, Coach Odom, Coach Manning. As this thing continues to get better, I think the sky is the limit for this group. I think as we close this thing down and start to play some offenses that maybe don't have the firepower as Texas does, we're going to have some 7-point, 10-point, 14-point games.
Creed Humphrey and Buki and two others, Eric Swinson, just came back running onto the field. I was like, what are they doing? And then I look, and there are some Texas fans on the 40-yard line that are passing around the golden hat. So when they all went back upstairs, they forgot to take the golden
hat. Someone just left
them.
The trophy sitting out on the field?
No, they left the hat. Nice. Buki had the stand, and they left the hat on the field. Boomer and Sooner had it last, though, whenever I was watching the mascots had it last.
I can see in the locker room they would have turned her. So, who's got the hat? And so Creed came running back out, and they've secured the hat, and it's headed after a couple of pictures.
I'll tell you, that hat is, from up here, it looks like a pretty impressive piece.
But it's not.
It's not. It honestly looks like someone went to Walmart and got a can of gold spray paint and spray painted an old cowboy hat that they bought at a garage sale. It's unbelievable.
It's true. It's true.
That's what it looks like.
I want you to answer the exact same question when we come back, Rue, about the Oklahoma defense today. I don't think we can talk about it enough. Sooners win the Red River Showdown 34-27. Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is away. And it is good. And Berkich makes it 10-0 OU. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Rebels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captains of the game at midfield of each home game. We're back home next week, folks. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. Sooner football brought to you by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. 34-27, Sooners win it. Next Saturday, the West Virginia Mountaineers in town for an 11 a.m. kickoff, the fourth straight 11 a.m. kickoff. Chris Plank is headed up the tunnel. I'm sure Lincoln Riley right about now giving a speech to his team postgame, and then we'll get a chance to chat with the head coach. You can hear his postgame thoughts here first coming up soon. Rue, I asked Teddy in the last segment, I'll ask you. There's no doubt to me the story of this game is the Oklahoma defense is to be dealt with this year.
Yes, I mean, and the key word about this defense is attacking. 9 sacks, and those guys are coming off the ball. They're fighting their butts off. The coverage is better in the back end. They did a few times where Coach Grinch moved the coverage late at the and kind of confused Sam Ehlinger in the back end sometimes, so he had to hold the ball a little bit. It was just phenomenal the way the DBs kept believing. They had a few pass interference calls, but they really never gave up the really big play where guy get a long pass and he turns it up and scores with it. They made Texas earn it up and all the way down the field. And a guy I really think has turned my head a lot is Turner Yeo. He's playing a lot better since the whole safeties is the weak spot. He had a ton of tackles today. He was a sure tackler today. Anything on the edge, he came up, made plays, forced the leverage whenever he needed to, made the tackles that he needed to make in the open field. He's shut down Duvernay for a guy that's usually the person that helped Texas move the ball down the field. He made some big tackles out there, and he's the guy that impressed me most with his defense. Although Kenneth Murray did a lot of things, ran sideline to sideline, but I think he was really key to their win and their success on defense
today.
That's
a good point you make. It was a couple of weeks ago. That was the midweek sports radio. This is what we're going to worry about this week is the safeties.
Yeah.
Got to have better safety play. Boy, since then, Pat Fields made a big play today, too. Turner Yell and Fields, I think, have played great. I mean, I don't have the defensive eye you have, but they look pretty solid back
they
there.
They look pretty solid, and Turner Yell's that guy that comes up in the box a lot, so he usually has to make a lot of plays in the open field. So him being able to shore up his tackling really helps and benefits this defense because Mookie's done a great job forcing the action sometime and making a guy make a decision if he's going to cut up or do whatever. And Turnio's coming up, and he's making a play in the open field. And I think that along with the way Kenneth Murray's playing has kind of shored things up for those guys. And those guys up front are just playing so aggressive. I mean, watching Jalen Redmond a few times get off the ball and just run right around the guy, make the hump, and make a sack. I mean, it was really cool to watch those guys play. Neville Gallimore played his butt off today. He was in the backfield at will whenever he wanted to. So I think the next time Texas may not want to say anything about a defensive line and just come in and play the game instead of give those guys a little bit of extra added juice whenever they're coming off the ball. That's why coaches say, hey, just go out there and play the game. You don't have to say anything about anybody's average or anything. Hey, they're a good ball club, and we're going to come out there and we're going to play a game. That's all you had to say. But you gave them fuel, and they came out here, and they wanted to prove a point today. And that's what they did. Nine sacks.
9 sacks. Pat Fields won. Ronnie Perkins won. Kenneth Murray won. Nick Benito won. Neville Gallimore, 2. Jalen Redmond, 1. Marcus Stripling, 1. And Q Overton had 1. Only one person had 2. Neville. They split it around. Coach, we all know the
good OU for an average guy.
We all know the OU offense is great. I mean, what Lincoln done around here is unbelievable. But this felt like a statement game for Alex Grinch and his defense today.
Without question, that showed us a lot today. Without question, I think that first drive today was just terrific for the Sooners in the opening kickoff. And I thought, well, things are going to get a lot tougher as it goes. And it did to some degree, but they still take it right down the field.
How many times does this make it that you've been opposite Texas now? I know you keep track of that.
Texas? Well, yeah. It's been 58 times today.
This is the 58th time today.
58th time, yeah.
Either at Arkansas or Oklahoma or Missouri.
I was at Arkansas 15 years at Arkansas, 1 year at Notre Dame, and at home here at Oklahoma. I've been here, 41 years, and we played them twice last year.
That's right, yeah. I'm going to officially, without looking it up, declare that a record. 58th time he's been on the other side of a game against Texas today.
58 times I've had to play him on the other team. 58 times.
All right, let's squeeze in a timeout. I think the postgame sound will start flowing in when we come back. Sooners win at 34-27. Bevo has reached the 30-yard line going in.
Ain't not going to pull a muscle.
I hate to be the shovel guy.
We'll keep you updated on his progress when we come back. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Duvernay and Jamison deep to receive. It'll be Duvernay a yard deep. He'll bring it out. 5 to the 10. Beers middle to the 15. He's met and he's thrown backwards. Ramondre Stevenson at the 14-yard line. Multi-platinum selling artist Post Malone, one of Merv's favorites, coming to the Chesapeake Energy Arena with his runaway tour on November 4. Tickets are on sale now at the arena's box office. Hey, Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards. Sooners win the Red River Showdown 34-27. While we await the postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley and his team, let's start to run down the final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex. Fresh ingredients built to order. Teddy, Rufus, Coach, if you hear something you like, jump in. First downs, Texas actually had more than OU today. Texas 25 first downs to OU's 21. But the yardage difference was massive, over 200 yards in favor of Oklahoma. Sooners ran it for 276, threw it for 235, 65 plays for 511 yards today for Oklahoma. Texas ran it for 100 yards even, threw it for 210, 74 plays for 310 total yards for Texas. Penalties today, Texas 9, but only for 49 yards. OU had 7 penalties for 84 yards.
I think Oklahoma in this game stayed away from a lot of the dumb penalties. A few of those pass interference calls that they had towards the end, one of them was kind of questionable. I think two of them were really questionable, but their penalties that they had today, I mean, you can live with those. The ones they were getting the games prior was some you kind of had to get corrected. I don't have a problem with the way they had their penalties today.
All right, let's go up to Chris Plank now in the locker room.
Toby, we're down here with Kenneth Murray. You guys set a tone early. Take me through what was the difference for you guys today, K-9?
Just a team effort on the defense side of the ball. Really proud of the way my D-line played, man. They played their freaking heads off. Those guys set the tone. And then, I told them it was going to have to be like that. You know, coming into this game, we knew what it was going to be. And they did a lot of talking throughout the week. But we knew, they got to see us on the field. So proud of the way the guys responded. And then when we did hit adversity, we responded the right way. So really proud of the guys.
It kept you, again, with this new defensive mindset, they kind of allow you to make plays, keep you clean. How special was that out there then for you today?
Man, it's just a testament to my D-line, man. Those guys were playing their butts off, keeping me clean, getting in the backfield, creating negative plays. I think we had a total of 9 sacks today, which is something that's special. We really getting after that quarterback. So, proud of the guys, but there's still more work to be done. Let's get it.
What's key to carrying the momentum forward now?
Not getting complacent. Going and attacking it every week like we attacked this week. So that's really what I'm going to be on my guys. It's really hard this week. It's just attacking this week, just like we playing Texas again. So, we're not letting up. It's time to continue to rise.
Congrats, buddy.
Sure, I appreciate it.
Proud of you, man.
Kenneth Murray, big-time game today. We'll continue to look here at the final stats. Neither team very good on third downs. OU just 3 of 12 offensively on third downs today. Texas goes 6 for 14. Some of these stats are a little bit shaky. I'm sure there'll be some corrections later, but I'll just because they've got OU 1 for 1 on fourth down, and they weren't. They were 1 for 2. They had a pass deflected and knocked down there in the fourth quarter? Third quarter, I guess it was. Texas 1 for 1 on fourth down. We'll hit the individual numbers and some more postgame audio, including Lincoln Riley coming up. Sooners win at 34-27 in Dallas. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Hurts has it. Handoff. Flea flicker. Back to Jalen. Lob out. CD wide open. Caught at the 30. To the 25. Dancing midfield to the 20. Breaks a tackle. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. TD for CD. Oh, mama. And the Sooners answer. A 51-yard flea flicker touchdown from Jalen Hurts to CeeDee Lamb.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Oklahoma, and please drink responsibly.
What a play by CeeDee Lamb. One of many today. That's your OG&E power play of the game. OG&E is power at the speed of life. CeeDee, 10 catches, 171 yards, three touchdowns. There was a point this year, Teddy, where we said, what's wrong with CeeDee Lamb? I think he put all that talk aside today. What a game.
Boy, he did. And I'll tell you what, Lincoln Riley has made him more of a focus of this offense. He was involved with pretty much everything, even the running game, with that formation and motion that they were throwing at Texas. There was a threat laterally. There was a threat with the traditional run, and there was a threat with Jalen Hurts keeping the ball. They threw it to CeeDee out of that same type of formation and action. They ran a trick play out of that. CeeDee hit some comeback routes, made some great individual efforts. That crossing route that they hit was a fabulous play, the deep one where he somehow stayed in. I mean, he's exceptional. I mean, I'm telling you, 10 for 171 and three touchdowns, that's going to put him right back into the heart of the conversation for the Biletnikoff.
How about the run after catch today?
Yeah.
He's great.
A few times I was like, how did he get out of that? That one where the guy went over his head, he spins out of it, jukes the guy, then back down the sideline. I thought he was tackled on one of them, and next thing you know, everybody's cheering. I'm like, how the heck did he get out of that? And you look at the replay, and you can see that he's just – unbelievable. He has a great ability of stopping and starting, and he has very strong hips because he just tosses guys off of him and he gets to the end zone. The way he played today, he really carried this team, and what Lincoln Riley did by highlighting him the whole entire game, you just felt like the ball was going to him every time. And I can't believe he only had 10 catches because I figured he had more.
Felt like it didn't.
Yeah, because he just was such a big part of the offense. Always flashed, like Teddy said, across the offense. He moves the defense and make everybody move with him. And it kind of lets Oklahoma know what they can do to counteract what other people's doing.
He had 10 catches. He had one carry. So I guess he had 11 touches today in addition to the punt return yardage he had as well. Three of those. All right, individual numbers for OU. We are awaiting the postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley. Jalen Hurts, 16 of 27 for 235 yards passing. He had three touchdowns, one interception. He was not sacked today.
He had some uncharacteristic mistakes today, too. The throwing across his body in the end zone over there, that was
almost
very,
had another pick in the end zone.
That was, but the one that was most egregious was him rolling all the way right and throwing across his body back left. For a guy that's a senior, you don't usually think he would make that type of throw kind of in the red zone because he's so careful with the ball.
All right, let's go back downstairs to Chris. He's with Neville Gallimore.
Moore is down here in the locker room with us. Nev, 9 sacks today. Just take us through what it was like out there for you.
We knew we had an opportunity to really show to everybody what we were about defensively, you know, especially with that front seven. And we came out hungry, and we executed. And, you know, guys are out there just wanting to make the most of the opportunity, and that was great to see us really come together as a unit.
Can you take us through, like, what really kind of any extra motivation, anything that kind of just wanting to go out there and get a win, right?
It could have been a whole lot of things, you know, but just understanding that, you know, we want to play great for ourselves and play great for our brothers, you know. It's just showing, you know, what happens when we all stick together and then trust each other and just show all our effort, you know, good things going
to
happen.
Take us through what it felt like to wear that gold hat one more time.
Felt great. A bittersweet feeling because I still hasn't hit me that it's my last one, but it's great to go out with a bang.
Hey, and can you take us through how you guys were just able to have so much success? K-9 was just talking about how you kept him clean. I mean, you were living in the backfield all day. What really keyed it?
Just all our effort. You know, we play this game. We love this game. And it's about making plays for our brothers. You know, and if I have an opportunity to, you know, make sure my linebackers can make plays, I'm going to do just that. You know, it's not about me. It's about a greater good of the team, and that was just an example of that today.
Congrats on the win, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Neville Gallimore with 2 more sacks today and a fantastic performance, and let's turn it around and head right back downstairs. Chris Plank is with head coach Lincoln Riley for the postgame interview brought to you by Travis W. Watkins Tax Resolution and Accounting Firm.
All right, Toby, down here with victorious coach Lincoln Riley. What a battle out there today, and the defense really set the tone, didn't they?
Yeah, defense, they led the way without a question. I mean, it's sputtered some offensively in the first half, and the defense was just dominant, made the big plays when it counted. But the defense and the offensive line were, and CD, you know, they were the keys of the game. I mean, they were all outstanding and didn't do everything perfect. We fought our guts out and won it.
Now, a back-and-forth football game, but it sounds like the groundwork was – laid this week during a great week of practice from what you said after the game.
Yeah, it was. It's we've gotten better and better. I thought we took some steps this week. Try not to do it for Texas. I mean, just for us, for the rest of the season, we knew we could play better. We knew we could prepare better, coach better. It's on everybody to do it. This was a great step, but it's just one step, and we got to be ready to go next week.
By the way, Jalen battled today, some early adversity, but, you know, you don't mind seeing guys take chances, but it seemed like he really settled down.
Yeah, he took some chances. He didn't need to take, you know, two that he didn't need to take. He obviously put the one ball on the ground. But the thing you know about that cat, he's going to hang in there. I mean, nothing rocks him. And he was really poised the whole way through. And we'll learn from the ones we didn't do better. But he did a hell of a job, kind of rallying us there, especially those last couple drives.
You've always done a great job of designing plays for your playmakers. And number two was pretty good with the ball in his hands today.
He was special today. He was. The play down there on the right sideline he made there, the last touchdown of the game, he scored was pretty special. That'll be one to be remembered for a long time. He did a great job, and he's a big-time player, and he showed up in a big-time game.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Coach Riley. Post-game interview presented by Travis W. Watkins Tax Resolution and Accounting Firm. We solve IRS problems. And before we go to break, I want to give Rufus an opportunity for a final thought. I'm jealous of you. I for 2 years, got to be down on the sidelines for this game, and there's nothing better than being in this seat. But, man, the energy down there in this game more than anything else is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it is unbelievable. Like I said, you can feel the tension because both sides felt they had a chance to win the game. So when both sides feel that way, the energy in the stadium, you could just feel the tension on both sides, and it's about to erupt either way. But this team, if the offensive line is healthy, this team is going to be scary good. Ely being back in the fold of things, being on the offensive line, settles everything down. It settles Creed down. It helps. It is not as chaotic. You have a guy that communicates with you. This offensive line has yet to touch the tip of how good they can be. Defense, I think they're peaking. They're getting there, and they keep on climbing, and they're getting better. But this offense has yet to click on all cylinders, and I can't wait to see when those guys with that defense playing the way they are, they're going to be very hard to beat. And the closer it gets to the end, and if they in the college football playoff, nobody's going to want to play against the Sooners because those guys are going to be unreal.
Good job, Rue.
Right,
thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Rufus Alexander will take a break. Much more postgame ahead, including the thoughts of Jalen Hurts coming up. Sooners win at 34-27. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College. Snap good, hold down, kick is away, and he drained it. I mean, right through the middle of the uprights. Berkich now 5-for-5 on the year, 2-for-2 today. And Oklahoma's lead is now 10. It's 20-10. Listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley. Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. Should be an enthusiastic show this Tuesday night. Sooner fans can also stop by and visit with Teddy Lehman and Coach Riley, 6 to 8 p.m. at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooners win the Red River Showdown 34-27, and let's go back downstairs. Chris Plank is with the quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, congratulations. Take us through what was working for you tonight. Kept the main thing the main thing today, didn't you?
Tried to. You know, I definitely say I put the team in bad situations, but the key was that we played together and we found ways to overcome those mistakes. Outstanding performance as far as overcoming adversity and kind of staying strong and seeing it through the game.
How'd you feel about that defense out there today, giving you guys more opportunities?
They played a heck of a game. Played very dominant. I mean, just heard they set a sack record. I mean, it's very impressive.
they're going to continue to prove people wrong.
How important is it to carry over the momentum for this, not just to be satisfied with winning this rivalry game, but to carry it over?
You see, the energy we have right now as a team, it wasn't about beating Texas. It was about being the best team we can be from here on out and kind of achieving the things we want to achieve day by day and night by night.
All right, and then a final thought, I'll let you go. Kind of cool wearing the gold cowboy hat. What was that experience like?
A little different. You know, not too many people can say, you know, they've kind of been in Iron Bowls and river rivalry. So lovely feeling. And I'm glad I was able to do it with this group.
Congrats on that, man.
Thank you.
An ecstatic Jalen Hurts after the game.
Gotta love it. I mean, that's energy. Pure energy. Charismatic. There's nothing better than having a charismatic leader, right?
That dude is even keel, man.
Let me tell you something. You know, here's the difference between offensive guys and defensive guys. He essentially answers every question the way I did as a linebacker. And I was hammered for it by you guys in the media. He's loved for it. God, don't you love it? Look at that. He's so focused on the next game. You got to love that type of intensity.
Come on. We all love Teddy Lehman. Come on. Okay, I want to run down some more individual stats here, and then we'll play some more audio for you. Jalen, 16 of 27, 235, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, was not sacked today. He ran for 131 yards and a touchdown. Coach Merv, how did you feel Jalen Hurts played today?
I would have feel him super. I don't know where I'd be critical of him. I'd say two or three of those short goal line passes that we didn't make were not his fault. It's whatever they were called. Other than that, he's right on the top. And against that bunch, you're not going to complete 90% of your passes. His was good, but you get up in the senior attic, that bunch puts too many guys back there for you to, you know. I think he completed, 75% of his passes or something? Maybe not quite that
much. A little less than that today.
Two-thirds of them, yeah. I think. And obviously he's, for an athletic guy that's a big guy, he's amazingly fast. They don't catch him very easily, you know. He's got a lot of qualities.
He cruises when he gets in the open field. How about Kennedy Brooks? Did not make the trip to Kansas. Took that awful-looking blow to his knee against Texas Tech 2 weeks ago. Starts the game today. Ends up going 10 carries, 105 yards. Didn't get in the end zone, but his biggest day of the season. Teddy, 10.5 yards per carry for Kennedy Brooks.
Shocking. These numbers are shocking for Oklahoma and how well they run the football. Jalen Hurts, obviously, averaging 7.7 today and running for 131. That's another huge day for him. But Kennedy Brooks, he's over 10 yards average. Ramondre's at 6.2. That's going to bring him down from like 11. I mean, it's insane how good they are running the football. We ran the ball today for what was the final number? 276. Mm-hmm. And our lead back didn't have a carry. Trey Sermon. That's how deep this football team is at the skill positions, you know, specifically the running back. Kennedy Brooks, Ramondre, Trey Sermon, TJ Pledger. You got four guys that you legitimately trust back there. If we came out to play this game or next week's game, they said, well, TJ Pledger and Ramondre Stevenson are going to be your two starting tailbacks today, I'd be like, huh, that's interesting. But I would expect no fall off from the offense.
Well, Marcus Major will start next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
7.3 yards per carry today. And speaking of Kennedy Brooks, he's downstairs with Chris.
All right, Toby, we caught up with Kennedy Brooks, man. Obviously, I know it was frustrating for you to be out last week, but kind of take me through today and how it felt out there for you.
It felt amazing. You know, just playing this game, this heated rivalry game, you know, it's my first time ever, you know, ever starting in this game. And, you know, for doing what I did, it was just amazing. Just doing that for my family, you know, my hometown. It's just cool seeing being out there.
So I got to ask, did you just watch on TV last week? How weird was that?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. Not even going out there. I missed it. I missed playing with the guys, you know, but I was anxious to get out there, and I'm glad I did.
Hey, and then two more quick ones, I'll let you roll. How key was it to keep morale up? You guys had a couple early turnovers. I know Jalen was frustrated, but what was that challenge like to keep morale up and make sure everyone stayed positive?
We came in knowing that's going to be a dogfight, and it was. So we just kept pushing, kept fighting, and it was a blessing just seeing us win.
And then finally, take me through CD and what you saw from him today. How special was it?
Oh, man, he's a dog, man. He's talented player, man. He's gonna go to the draft. He's gonna be talented. It's just crazy. There's more to it. Like, there's so much more he can do, and he tells me that all the time. I love it. So yeah.
Hey, congrats on it, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I don't know what he's talking about. CD's only a junior, so we've got a long ways until he has to worry about the NFL draft.
I'll tell you. I'm happy for him, but man, oh gosh, just think about it. There's a chance that, you know, Creed's a guy that can be eligible. CD's a guy that could be eligible.
Don't do this.
Kenneth Murray's a guy that could be eligible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and this team's recruited well, and there's talented players behind them, but dadgummit, man. You know, just think, T-Row, two more years with those guys.
They won today. Don't do that to yourself.
All right.
Sooners win 34-27. We got a break. Lots more post-game reaction. We'll look at the Texas individual stats coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner Football has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. And by Taco Mayo. Fresh ingredients built to order. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners@OU.edu or tweet them to @OUOnTheAir. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Rolling right, sets up, looks back left. Braden Willis wide open at midfield, hit from behind and dropped, but he's into Texas territory. A 25-yard gainer on the opening play of the drive to Braden Willis. Stop on by your hometown Whataburger and try their one-of-a-kind patty melt. With two all-beef patties, grilled onions, Monterey Jack cheese, their famous creamy pepper sauce, all on Texas toast. It's like telling your taste buds how much you love them. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Merv Johnson back with you at the Cotton Bowl. Sooners win the 115th Red River Showdown today, 34-27. One of the biggest stories today, 9 sacks for the OU defense. It ties, well, it is an OU record against Texas, the most they've ever had in their 115 games against Texas. It ties an all-time OU single-game sacks record. They have done that 3 other times previously, 1983 against Kansas State, 2005 against Nebraska, and Teddy, 2001 right here against Arkansas.
Yeah.
In the Cotton Bowl, 9 sacks that day for you.
Fun game. That was a good
one. How many
did
you have of those 9?
I don't know. I had a sack fumbled to end it, though, T-Row.
Nice.
Rocky recovered it. It was fun.
One guy that had a sack today is Pat Fields. He's downstairs with Chris Plank.
Toby, Pat Fields is an Oklahoma kid. Just won OU Texas. How's it feel, man?
It's huge. After the game, I said, I was kind of saying, you know, shout out to my city, shout out to the 918 Tulsa, because, I mean, I take so much pride in that, especially, you know, just being from Oklahoma and, you know, seeing so many guys kind of go under-recruited. So, you know, just me being able to play on this stage and, you know, represent my city is huge for me. I take a lot of pride in it.
Hey, how about the play of those cornerbacks today? I mean, we see Trey Brown get ready to sneak out of here, but, I mean, what a job that those guys did. He and Piedmont on the corners, right?
Phenomenal. I mean, if you look at the total yards, passing wise, you know, I mean, it's a great game.
Trey, how did it feel out there, man? Good?
Yeah.
Things go well?
Yeah.
Now, take me through this. How challenging is it when you get, I just grabbed Trey Brown to come on with this, sorry, man. But how challenging is it whenever you feel like you're in good position, you get those PI calls? I mean, Roy Manning, he keeps challenging you, but it's not really frustrating, is it? It's just it pushes you more.
No. Especially with those PIs, you know, that's just, you just being being physical, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing where it was clear, you know, we're both fighting for the ball. And if you're not physical with these big receivers, then they're going to score easily. So you got to be physical, and I'll take the PI all day. If you're not catching the ball, then that's good with me.
Hey, I'll let you guys both go on this. Pat, I'll start with you. What did it mean to have the defense set the tone today?
It was huge, and I think the biggest thing that it shows is how dominant we can be as a defense and how dominant we can be as a team. So now going forward, there's no excuse for our performance to drop. You know, I mean, we've seen that we can dominate a game like this, so that should be the standard every single week.
Same for you. Got to feel pretty good, right?
Sorry, it was bothering me all day. Yeah, of course, you know, man, that just shows what we could do as a defense. But we're not even to our full potential yet, but it also feels good. But the main focus that we need to focus on is still finishing. You know, you can't be content with this win because, you know, there's a lot of teams that's out there that's pretty good in their own way. And we just got to focus on finishing the game out. And, but the defense was pretty dominant all day. There was a sacks recorded. There was 9 sacks recorded, and that's a record right there. So that just shows you what we could be when we're all just, like Pat said, when we're just all in the zone.
Congrats on that, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Pat Fields and Trey Brown with Chris Blank. OU has now won 8 of the last 11 against Texas, 4 of the last 5, and since 1999, now the team that wins the rushing battle is 18-2. We'll take a break. When we come back, more post-game reaction, plus we'll look at some more stats. Sooners win at 34-27. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Stevenson, the running back here. Play action. Hurts back to pass. Has time now. He's lobbing late for CD. Caught at the 10. Breaks away to the 5. He's still on his feet. And he pogos. Did he get in? Touchdown. How did he do that? CD Lamb, a magic trick on the far sidelines. And he hopped in on 1 foot.
This is the Bud Light postgame show. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Oklahoma, and please drink responsibly. Let's pause 10 seconds and let our stations around the state, across the country, identify themselves. You're listening to Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College.
Leading tackler for OU today, Delarian Turner Yale. He had 10 of them. They call him Trouble. And he's downstairs with Chris.
All right, Toby, I'm down here with Trouble. Larian Turner Yell, congrats, man. Take me through setting the tone today with the defense and what it felt like out there.
You know, defense always starts the game off. I mean, if we can go out there and get a quick 3-and-out, then that gives us the momentum. And, you know, we have a firepower offense. So anything that can get those guys going, you know, that's always, you know, good. So starting the game off with a quick 3-and-out, you know, just setting the tone was really good for the team. So.
Take me through how well you guys defended that bubble screen, and Sam Ellinger, for that matter. I saw the bubble screen, but you get physical out there, and it really makes a difference, doesn't it?
You know, I feel like they threw a quick game just because, you know, of how well our D-line is playing. So, you know, with them throwing that bubble out there, we just have to rally up to it and just make the plays. And also with Sam Ellinger, like you said, he's a great athlete, great quarterback. And we just have to get him rattled and, you know, get him started in the pocket.
Hey, was it more satisfying? You know, I know we don't get into the talk, but was it satisfying to go out there and accomplish that today for this defense?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we all about making a statement as a defense. So any chance we give, we just try to make the most of it.
And then you guys did a good job of keeping your cool, because I was right there behind your bench most of the time, and those weren't some happy fans behind you. But how tough is it to kind of keep your cool when you're hearing all that talk?
You have to recognize you're talking to fans. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not going out there competing against them. I mean, they pay to see us play. So, I mean, they have the right to say whatever they want to say. So, I mean, we just have to keep our cool and just keep our heads straight.
Hey, and then a final one, I'll let you go. What's the key now going forward to continue to build on this momentum?
We just have, like you said, we just have to be able to take another step each week. We have to just get better at the things that we do as a defense.
Hey, congrats on it, man.
Thank you.
Great job. That young man starting to play some good football. Here's the final stats for Texas today, brought to you by Taco Mayo. Fresh Max, fresh ingredients built to order. Sam Ellinger, 26 of 38, 210 yards, did not have a touchdown pass today, no interceptions, sacked 9 times. Roschon Johnson, 8 carries, 95 yards and a touchdown. Keontae Ingram, 2 for 9. Sam Ellinger, 23 carries today, Teddy, for -9 yards. He did have 2 touchdowns. Hard to have positive yards when you get sacked 9 times.
No, it really is. But, you know, for the most part, we got destroyed by the quarterback run game last year in this football game. And this year we were much, much better. Yeah, the all-out pursuit of Ellinger in the backfield was just so fun to watch. And we've seen this just continue to get better and better from this defensive line. The aggressive nature, the attack nature of those guys, it's so fun to watch. It's made the secondary better because of less time in the backfield, or excuse me, in the pocket for quarterbacks. It's made the linebackers so much more effective, able to run sideline to sideline because the offensive line has to pick those guys up in gaps. So the whole thing's working so much better. It's not perfect. It's a work in progress, but this is definitely an improvement, and they're getting better week by week.
Devin Duvernay came into play today, leading the nation in catches per game, averaging 9 catches a game. He had 8 today. 8 catches, 54 yards. Colin Johnson, 6 for 82. Roshan Johnson, 4 catches, 23 yards. Joseph Asai and Deli Adoye, their leading tacklers, with 8 each. We'll take a quick break. We got lots more coverage for you coming up here from the Cotton Bowl. Sooners win it today, 34-27. This is Sooner football from Learfield IMG College.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Sooner football has been brought to you by Allstate. College football is mayhem. Be better protected with Allstate. And by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Hurts has it. He runs it himself up the middle. Touchdown! Jalen Hurts! The gut. 4:19 to go, and the Sooners are back up 2 scores. Jalen Hurts, the capper there, their Pizza Hut delivery of the game. When OU wins, you win free pizza from Pizza Hut. Visit Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. Teddy Lehman, I need a MidFirst Bank player of the game today.
Oh, my gosh, this is brutal. Jalen Hurts ran for what I believe is a record against Texas.
That's
131 yards for a quarterback.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb had 10 for 171, 3 touchdowns.
3 tugs.
Pretty impressive there. But I got to tell you, and I can't single out one guy, but can I give it to the Oklahoma defensive line? 9 sacks.
Yeah.
I think that was the real difference today. Offensively, we've seen numbers like this routinely, but 9 sacks from our defense today, needed every bit of it. I thought that was really the play or players of the game.
MidFirst Bank, premier partner of OU Athletics, and your exclusive home for the OU credit and debit card. Go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. A few more statistical nuggets here from Stats Kelly. OU now bowl eligible, fellas.
Wow.
Win number 6. There will be postseason this year.
Feels good.
Jalen Hurts, you mentioned 131 rushing yards. That's a record for an OU quarterback against Texas. I mentioned Sam Ehlinger, -9 rushing yards today. Texas only 83 yards in the first half of this game. 83 total yards. CeeDee Lamb's 10 catches ties DeeDee Westbrook for most catches in a game against Texas, right, Stats? A game against Texas. DeeDee did that in 2017. This is hard to believe, really. I'm assuming you're right about this. We employ you as a statistician. It's the first time OU's been 6-0 since 2013. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Hey, Teddy, he's like, I don't think that's true. they've lost to Texas 3 times, I guess, in there. And there was an Ohio State loss in there, a couple others. And in the 115, I love this, in the 115 playings of this game, the overall score now is 11 points different. Texas has scored a total of 2,076 points, OU 2,065.
Wow. That is pretty impressive.
Let's go back downstairs. Chris Plank has waited patiently for the opportunity to talk to CeeDee Lamb.
All right, CeeDee, take me through how it felt out there. You seemed like you were really finding another level, not just in your play, but in the ways you were able to get the football.
Man, I just had to – Coach Riley did a great job of giving me the ball, and I just really tried to use my –
ability and take the best of every opportunity I got, because I never knew when the next time I was going to get it.
I know you guys are hustling because you got to get out of here, but can you take us through what was really clicking? I know you're big on keeping Jalen's spirits up because he can get down on himself, but how key was it to stay up early?
Man, it was good. The defense did a great job of holding their the bargain until Jalen actually got started, and when he did, the rest is history.
Now, final thought, how special was it to do this here in the Cotton Bowl today?
Man, it's great, man. I can't thank God enough, man. I'm blessed.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Good job by Chris Plank. Good job by C.D. Lamb today, too. What a game. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the scoreboard from around the country and put a wrap on a 34-27 Sooner victory when we come back here in Dallas. This is Sooner Football from Learfield IMG College. Is not electing to use a timeout yet. Ellinger looks right. He's hit. He's dropped again. Marcus Stripling got on there to hit him. That's the ninth sack today for Oklahoma. The Sooners and their half of the Cotton Bowl celebrate. Clock says 5-4-3. Win column. Sooners, game over. Final score in Dallas in the 115th Red River Showdown. It's Oklahoma 34 and Texas 27. Final segment here from the press box of the Cotton Bowl. You heard how it ended right there. Sooners are 6-0, 3-0 in the Big 12. It's time for our Jana King clean sweep of scores from around the country and around the Big 12. One major, really the first major shocker of the college football season today. We'll get to that in a second. But halftime, Alabama leading Texas A&M in College Station 24-13. Halftime, Wisconsin shutting out Michigan State 17-0. Halftime, Clemson, no problem with Florida State. They're up 28-0. Just started second half in the desert. Good game between Arizona State and Washington State. They're tied 17-all. Halftime, Cincinnati leads at Houston 21-10. Midway through the second, defensive affair in Waco, Teddy. Baylor and Texas Tech 3-3.
Wow. All of a sudden, maybe the most the best defensive conference in the country, Toby. How about that?
Final score last night, Miami beat Virginia 17-9. Oregon big over Colorado 45-3. Today, here's the shocker. In double overtime in Athens, South Carolina upsets number 3 Georgia 20-17.
Ouch. That hurts. Tough for Georgia. That's it's going to help with that logjam that everyone was talking about with Florida, Auburn, LSU, Alabama, and I know LSU and Florida play as well today. But, you know, someone's got to lose those football games, so it's going to be interesting to see how that all sorts itself out.
Michigan beats Illinois on the road today 42-25. Temple with the upset of Memphis at home 30-28. And there is one other game in the Big 12 going on right now. Iowa State leads at West Virginia 14-7. About 5 minutes to go till halftime. That one has huddle implications, I believe.
Yeah.
Didn't you take West Virginia in that game? Or did you take Iowa State?
I think I maybe took Iowa State, although I didn't want to this morning on the pregame show. I took West Virginia, so that'll tell you what I think about that game.
Jana King, clean sweep of scores from around the Big 12 and around the country. Jana King is the king of clean. Do you want to hop on, or are you good? You worn out?
Sure.
Final thought, Teddy. All right, we're going to get Chris Plank's final thought here in a second.
Final thought, if this football team continues to get better, if our offensive line gets healthier and healthier, if, you know, nothing significant happens offensively, I think Jalen Hurts is going to be fantastic the rest of the season. CD, those guys, the key offensively is offensive line. If they're healthy, they're fine. We've talked about this group, about the weakness of the offense. Maybe that's true only because we've got the best skill position players in the country and maybe a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. All that's left is the offensive line, you know, so, and they've been kind of a banged up unit, but I still think they're really good. And by the time this thing's all said and done this year, maybe one of the better units in the country. That's what Bill Beatenbow does. So I think offensively, there's really no worries there. Defensively, I got to tell you, I love what I'm seeing. I love the amount of guys that are contributing on the defensive line. I love the amount of guys that are contributing at linebacker. You know, Kenneth Murray's the star there at the mic spot, but Deshaun White, Asamoah, those guys are playing really, really well at the will. The rushbacker spot has three guys that you like and trust between Benito, John Michael Terry, and Ogwebu. And the secondary getting better and better. We talked about the safeties as the weakness. Well, we had one guy had a big sack, the other led in tackles. So, the corners are playing well. A lot of those nine sacks today were coverage sacks. So I like this unit, and I think they're going to get more confidence. I think they're going to get more in tune with what these coaches are saying. We're six games in to Grinch, Odom, and Manning's tenure here, and it gets better every week. So I think the sky is the limit with this team. If we can keep playing this way defensively and getting better, this team's got a shot at everything.
Chris Plank joins us in the booth now after surviving a 90-minute battle with concrete.
Did you guys get them all?
We got them all.
I've never been madder in my life.
We got them all.
Okay.
So everything's good. Is that what you were mad about? It's the concrete?
Top five angriest I've been on the Sooner Radio Network trying to send you guys interviews from the locker room, and I can't get through.
We need some carrier pigeons.
I'm taking the hot spot down there with me next year.
It worked. We got them all. Yeah.
Fascinating locker room in that it is still motivated to get better. I know we've been on the air for a long time, but I can't even begin to tell you enough how happy but driven every single one of those defensive players were. You know who's becoming one of my favorites is Delarian Turner Yell, and Pat Fields and that too. How great was he? So I'm really enjoying how this group is coming together. And here I'm assuming we didn't play any Sam Ellinger or
we did not.
Okay, that wouldn't make sense on the Sooner Radio Network, would it? But he did say he was asked about the Oklahoma defense this year, and Sam Ellinger said the difference is they just let him go make plays. And he added that they did a really good job swarming the football. Instead of doing a lot of complex stuff, they let their players be athletes, which I think someone in this booth just kind of talked about making that happen over the last couple of years. Not stats. Oh, no. I'm talking Teddy Lehman on that front. So it was a real interesting from the opening near brawl to the final kneel down, it was a typical OU Texas in that this thing really wasn't decided until the final seconds.
I've seen a lot of pregame scrums. That's the closest I think I've ever seen to, like, legit
war
pandemonium
well,
breaking out.
And it was wild because at that time we were doing all of our pre-game breakdowns from Stats to Trip to obviously Tom Shores, and I had Archie Bradley standing by with me, the Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher who was a former Sooner commit, lifelong Sooner fan. And as soon as we saw it happening, Tyrell, he took off like he was ready to go get in that scrum. So Archie Bradley, full beard, over there, just chilling. He was ready to go. He went sprinting out there, but it was
His general manager would have appreciated that.
Yeah. Hey, bulk the tape. That last comment never happened. But in all honesty, it was everything you would want. I think it'll be interesting to see now how they, as Jalen Hurts has kind of made it for a charge for this team, they continue to keep the main thing. And they put their head down a bull forward. Next week, you know, there's Austin Kendall just got hurt in the West Virginia game. So they've got Allison in the game, Jack Allison. So it might be a little bit of a different approach that you see next week. And then, you know, it's
what's even after that? What's next? K-State? K-State on the road.
Go to Manhattan. Then you got Waco right around the corner. And you just talked about the low-scoring game. So anyway, I mean, I'm rambling, but I'm just so excited about what I saw in that locker room and what's coming up next and how well this team played today. It was really fun.
Great job today, buddy.
Great sideline down there, man. How was
the weather? You prefer this over the 110 degrees?
I don't want to leave. And then about the third quarter, a slight breeze started blowing, and you're like, yeah, I'm not leaving today. But Sooners win, so that's all that matters, guys. Great day.
Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. We're back home next Saturday morning, a fourth consecutive 11 a.m. kickoff. It'll be OU in West Virginia. Our pregame coverage will start for you at 9 a.m. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters. the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Got to thank our best crew, in my opinion, the best in all of college football. Our color analyst, the Butkus Award winner, Teddy Lehman. Game analyst, Merv Johnson. For the 58th time today, he was on the opposite side of Texas. That's amazing. Sideline reporter, Chris Plank. Gabe Eichert providing our sideline analysis. Engineers, Michael Dean and Drake Dyke, and they've had a long weekend. Great job today, fellas. Spotter, Greg Tripp Blackwood. Dennis Stats, Kelly crunching the numbers. Tom Shores, our sideline engineer. Rufus Alexander providing our pre- and post-game analysis. And Daniel Anderson pinch-hitting today back in our Learfield IMG studios. Final score one final time from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. It was Oklahoma 34 and Texas 27. Until next week, back in Norman, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by OU Medicine, number one in the field. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.